Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes we do have computer problems, but I cannot see you tonight, your telephone numbers, but I hope that you can hear me, okay? And I'm going to continue on with the show. Thank you for tuning in again to the next chapter, Widow Ministry Talk Show, our ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. And our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Because it's getting close to Resurrection Day, I thought I would talk about the meaning of resurrection and also talk about the cross in the middle. The resurrection means, why do you think, I'm reading a scripture first, why do you look for the living among the dead? That's coming from Luke 24:5. Even if Christ was born 1,000 times in Bethlehem and not yet in your heart, you will still be lost. In the same vein, we can declare, even though Christ rose miraculously from the dead, but has not risen in our hearts, you will be lost. Christ's resurrection expels all doubt. Like Thomas' doubt, mine must turn into worshiping assurance. my Lord and my God. The resurrection expels all fears. I no longer fear the enemies of the cross, neither sin, nor Satan, nor death. Christ triumphed over them all. The resurrection expels loneliness. The loneliness of this world can rejoice because the resurrected Savior said, "And surely I am with you always." The resurrection expels my fear of death. Paul assured us that death has been swallowed up in victory. The resurrection gives us a testimony. The church lives and grows because of those who testify that they have a message from a living and redeeming Christ who has been risen from the dead. The resurrection, like I said, expels all doubts, all fears, loneliness, fear of death, and it should give us testimonies because we should believe that Christ was risen from the dead. The cross in the middle. I'm going to read the scripture from Luke 23:33. When they came to the place called the skull, there they crucified him, along with the criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. Golgotha, the smallest hill of Israel, seldom finds a place on a list of mighty mountains that surrounded the city of David. But for us, Golgotha is the grandest, most precious, most meaningful of all the majestic mountains on the face of the earth. Three similar crosses stand there, but they differ from one from each other, as the dark night from the bright day. The central cross is the focal point of the universe because of the man hanging there. He's the holy and righteous, yet because of this man hanging there, he's holy, yes, he's righteous, yet in him, the guilt of all humankind is nailed to the cross. Pilate testifies that he finds no guilt in him. A Roman officer said, "Surely this was a righteous man." It is our cross that he hangs on. He bears our guilt, sin, and punishment on the cross of redemption. Jesus died on the cross and he exhilarated you. We were redeemed from the guilt of our sins forever and ever. There we receive salvation, forgiveness, and redemption. Let us kneel at the cross, the gate of the city of refuge, which is eternal. The cross in the middle. Resurrection, and which we call Easter, confronts us with the meaning of the blood that flows in Golgotha. The blood from the cross is the surety that Christ has paid the price for our sins in full. The lamb was slaughtered and the angel death passed by. Jesus, as the true God and the righteousness man, completely free of sin, had to die. Only the blood of Jesus is able to purify us. No sin is too big or too small to be covered by his blood. May you gain experience that the purification that comes from accepting the sacrifice Christ made for you. Have any of you been looking at the Bible again this season? I enjoyed looking at the Bible. Even I enjoyed Passion. But when it gets to the part where they were beaten, as Jesus was carrying the cross and he was beaten, that was the hardest part for me to watch, to see how cruel mankind can really harm someone and have no remorse at all in what they do. And it really is sad to know that the day, Palm Sunday, where the people was yelling, "Hosanna, the highest," and all of that, how they were praising God, praising Jesus coming in on the donkey. But then a few days later, they start yelling, "Crucify him." Have we doubted Jesus at any time in our lives? That we have switched? I know sometimes when we have death in our family, we wonder, we question him, why? Why at this time? Why now? Why could you have done it another time? You ask all those different questions. So you put a lot of doubt in Jesus, because you don't like what just happened in your life. You lose faith in him for a while because you don't want to believe that this is happening to you. So there are times that we may not say crucify him, but we have had those doubts in our thoughts, in our minds, of really negative things, because we really right now, you know, when someone close to us passes away, I mean, we don't want to believe it. We can't believe what has happened. Why? Why did you take him now? Why did you do this? Why did he let this happen? So we, too, make comments on our thoughts and stuff, just like those people back then. But I hope that if I was back then living in those days, I hope that I would not be one of the groups that would say crucify him. At this time in my life, I don't think I would have been in that group, but I can't say if I would do it or not. But because I did question him when my husband passed. I said, why? Why did you allow this to happen only 6 years of my marriage? Why couldn't you have let me, to live a life, enjoy our life together much longer? Why? Why did you take away my husband and leave me with these two kids, one 10 months and one 4 years old? Yes, I asked those questions. I became angry for a while. So we might be just as guilty as those people who said crucify him, because we doubted his love for us. We don't always mean that, but at the time when we're hurting, we feel that way. I want to continue to talk about the crucifixion. They crucified him along the criminals, one on the right and the other on his left. To the left of Jesus is a cross of rebellion and revolt. A robber, a rebel, and a murderer hangs here. But there is not the worst that can be said about him. He experienced no remorse, even though the Savior of a sinner hangs beside him. He hangs next to the Almighty Savior, and yet he dies unsaved. Yes, there was one questioning Jesus, why don't you save us? That was the one that I just finished talking to. He hanged next to Jesus, but yet he died unsaved. paid heed to this terrible lesson. Someone can live in close proximity to the Savior and still go unsaved. The river of grace can flow right past you, but you can die of thirst if you refuse to drink the water of life. To the right of Jesus, there's a cross of guilt and repentance. No matter, no better than the first hangs here. The one hangs on the left, and there's one hang on the right. Now, one of them was saved because he asked Jesus to please to forgive him. This criminal cast himself upon the mercy of the love of Jesus. He acknowledged Jesus and confesses his guilt. And Jesus awaits him at the gate of eternity and guides him, the very first fruit of the cross, into heaven. The angel rejoices over this one sinner who has been redeemed. It didn't matter what he did, why he was on the cross, he asked Jesus to forgive him. And Jesus did, and told him that he would be in paradise with him. It doesn't matter what you do in life. Even when we questioned him, I got angry with him, he still loves us and still forgives us in spite of our sins. All people are guilty before God. It is extremely difficult for a man to say, I am a guilty sinner. People try to conceal their sins, to deny them, or to shift the blame. However, the wages of sin is death, and that is the truth. Jesus Christ came to the world to deliver us from sin. This is truth that carries a terrible price. What a price that Jesus had to pay on the cross for our sin. It's amazing that how much he loved us, that he went through all of that, all the pain and suffering as he carried the cross. Each person must discover this glorious truth for himself. Then, in response to the Holy Spirit working in his heart, turn to God in sincere repentance for our sins. And some of us sometimes maybe not wanting to sin, and sometimes maybe not knowing that you're doing things that are not of God. But some of us still sin each and every day. But God, right here, is asking us to turn to from those sinful ways and repent. The cross reminds us anew of this truth. There is still time to discover the truth and respond to it. The Lord is compassion and gracious, slow to anger, abounding to love. Yes, in spite of all that we do each and every day. I'm not saying that we are guilty of sinning every day, but there's many out there that do. But if one looks at that movie, each individual, take time to see what Jesus came here, and for him to be able to go through all of that, that's love. That's an unconditional love. Would we be able to give up our son and let him suffer like this? I don't think so. I don't think we would have been as strong as Mary to watch her son suffer like this. She never stopped. I mean, she walked with him the whole way, making just wanting Jesus to see the sight of her, to knowing that she's there for him, even though that she could not do anything. But she just wanted him to know that she was right there. She was showing her love in spite of her helplessness. Would we truly give up our son the same way? Well, we still have time to show our love and sacrifice to him before Resurrection Day. Take time and give up something, sacrifice something that is special to you, and show Jesus how much you love him, because you want to show some sort of sacrificial thing before Easter comes, Resurrection Day comes. So think about that before the end of the week, before it's Resurrection Day. Maybe you're already fasting. Maybe you're already started during Lent. But if you haven't, give up something and show Jesus how much you love him. Because this is a time to show Jesus how much we love him for sacrificing and dying on the cross for us. And that is all tonight is for, is the crucifixion, the resurrection, and talking about the cross in the middle. I have a few announcements tonight. We are getting ready to do something different for Mother's Day. I would like to ask you all to please donate a Bible, the Living Translation. We would like to collect 32 Bibles to shelter for single women with children for Mother's Day. So get the words out. I will also do a calling post and also make that announcement on the calling post as well. But all the callers tonight, purchase at least one book, one Bible, a Living Translation. And if you will get that to me before Mother's Day, so we can take that to the shelter that we've been supporting for quite some many years. They're needing Bibles for these young ladies. So another ministry of mine, Ministry International, they will also be collecting Bibles also for these women. So I want the next chapter to please join us in this endeavor to help us to get these Bibles to them by Mother's Day. If you have any questions, you can give me a call. And just want to also give you some update on the trip. Things are looking good. The bus is getting filled, but we have at least another four more rooms to fill get filled. So keep spreading the word about the trip to Memphis, Tennessee. And that is all. I'm not able to see who all is on the line tonight, but I thank you for joining us, tuning in tonight. And be blessed. Have a great and happy a resurrection weekend. It seems like we're going to have great weather. Enjoy your dinner with your family. And I'm sure if you have kids or nieces or whatever, nephews, join them in their resurrection, not Easter, eggs hunt. And that should be fun, just watching them collect their eggs. It's always fun. I have a two and a half year old, and last year I have pictures when he wasn't even two yet, and he knew how to collect those eggs. He knew how to. He had a little bucket, and he went running around trying to get as many eggs in his basket as possible. All you got to do, you don't have to teach kids things. You just put them somewhere where everybody is. They'll do their own thing. They're smart. They were born smart. And to watch him, and he wasn't even two, his mother didn't even have to tell him what to do. He knew exactly what to do. But it's a blessing to see the different activities during the resurrection weekend, getting them all dressed up and so forth. I'm sorry, whenever I can't see the computer, control the computer and the show here where I can see your numbers and so forth, I feel out of place because I feel like I'm not looking. When I see your numbers, I feel like I'm looking at you. But tonight I don't see anything. I'm just talking on the phone and hoping that you hear me okay. So if I am not, I don't know how I sound out there, but like I said, I'm always a little bit uncomfortable when I can't actually control the show with my own computer. I think Sheila is on the air, and she is doing it from her home. It's always good to have the partner in crime, I would say the expression that she's always got my back. And she got on the air quickly to get me to be able to stop that music and get me to be able to talk to you tonight. So I hope that you enjoy the talk about the resurrection, the cross in the middle, and just knowing that even though sometimes we don't think that we have sin. We do with our thoughts, with our minds, and also with our lips sometimes, the things that we say and think. But we are human. Just make sure that you change that to love, repent, and show him how much you love him. And he will forgive you. And that's the blessing that we have, someone that is always forgiving of us when we fall short. Well, that's the end of the show. I thank you for tuning in. Have a great resurrection holiday. Tune in again next week, same time. I am going to get some starting in a couple of weeks. I'm going to have some guest speakers on the air. So just continue to tune in and tell others. Be blessed. And have a good evening. Now I'm knowing, and it's showing. I see.
for my good is good. Say it's good.